It's time for Curvy Chicks Rock right here on Never Out of So Good Entertainment Network with hosts Whitney and Bianca. Fridays at 9 p.m. Make sure to be with us.
I ain't never been a skinny girl. I got curves you could see clear across the world. But I'm a real strong sister with a big old dream. You should never judge a book by its cover, you see.
Stand tall and raise to my identity.
There ain't a damn thing false when it comes to me. Took a long time, now I'm feeling fancy free. Listen, let me tell you how I came to be. Guess what?
Hey, girl.
Did you know that you fly? Thought that I could never be like the girls on the screen. Straight hair, long legs, I felt so ashamed. Knew my hips would never match what the TV portrayed.
Flashback to when I was about 14.
I had fake long nails and a big old weave. I tried every diet trying to be size 10. Used to get so dizzy that my hand would spin.
Thank you for tuning in to Curvy Chicks Rock Radio, where we live on the plus side of life. We are your hosts, Whitney Henry.
And Bianca Balabre, where you can hear, expect to hear, positive plus dialogue with Curve Appeal.
Okay, it's our first show. I'm super excited about it. How about you, Bianca?
I'm so happy right now.
I can hear it in your voice. Listen, to all of our listeners, tonight is going to be a great show. Tonight, the topic of discussion this evening is going to be the rewards of loving yourself. Personally, I believe that loving yourself, it comes with being spiritually, mentally, and physically aligned. What about you? What does loving yourself mean to you, the rewards of loving yourself mean to you, Bianca?
Well, to me, the rewards of loving yourself means that you're genuinely happy with everything that you do. So being content and joyful in your life means that you're in the process of loving yourself. So that's my definition, and I think that is rewardful once you start believing and trusting in yourself. So I think that we should – I think that people probably want to know who – I mean, it's called Curvy Girl, Curvy Chicks Rock. So who is the curvy chick, Whitney? Who is this curvy chick?
A curvy chick that rock is a woman who is confident. She exudes confidence. Her walk – you can see it in her walk, her talk, you know, the swing of her hips, the curve of her lips. The curve of her heart, it's just she's beautiful all the way around, and it extends far beyond the body. Again, it's mentally and spiritually, because we are all beautifully and wonderfully made. You know, I feel like if you know that within, then it just comes out and exudes out of you. So a curvy chick is a woman who is confident in herself. She loves herself.
And in
return, she wants other people to do the same. You know, she's not looking to find a fight in another female, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the whole fighting with female thing is so old, like, get over that. But as far as, like, the curvy girl, so it sounds like to me that the curvy girl is in every woman. Like, every
yes.
woman has curves. So, you're a curvy girl. I'm a curvy girl. Beyonce's a curvy girl. Rihanna's a curvy girl. Everybody is a curvy girl, essentially, because if you have a little bump or a little hump, you got that curve.
That's right. Right, right. That's right. A curvy chick always knows that, again, her inner and outer beauty is all her, you know. again. So, yes, every woman can be a curvy chick that rock. It's what you present to the world that's most important. And so I know it's Valentine's Day, and, you know, love is in the air for everybody. But the reason why, you know, we came up with this topic, the rewards of loving yourself, how can loving yourself play a big part in your relationships with other people, whether it be friendships, marriage, you know, relationship, whatever the case may be, whatever ship that you're on with another person, how can the rewards of loving yourself be effective with other relationships?
The love that you show to yourself is reflected in those relationships. So let's say, for instance, I'm insecure about my looks, or I'm insecure just in general, you know, that's going to be brought into a relationship. Because if you have a boyfriend and he goes to class or something and he has a friend that's a girl that he studies with, oh, now you feel some type of way. Like,
you know, that's
you're
not
insecure.
Right.
And, well, you know, my man can't study with other girls, but there's other girls in the class. That's just what I wanted to say. So if you see your man walk up to his classmate and give her a hug, and next thing you know, you guys are having a whole fight over who this girl is because you are insecure. Not saying that, you know, every encounter is not legit, or it is legit. I'm just saying that the reflection of the love that you have for yourself, or the lack of love that you have for yourself, does exude itself into other relationships that you have.
That's true. So, I agree. Even in friendships, lack of self love can definitely harm a relationship, a friendship. You know, because you can have the one person who is very confident in who they are, and then you'll have the other person in a relationship who's not too sure of themselves. And not being sure of yourself, you'll then start questioning, you know, the thought process of the person who has confidence in themselves, and it'll become this strife thing, you know. So it can definitely harm a relationship in a negative way, but it can be very impactful if you strive to be confident. So you'll look to the other person and try to study the things that make them very confident. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break, and we're going to get back to the rewards of loving yourself. And when we get through the rewards of loving yourself, we're going to come back with some great, 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 some more great topics. So we're going to pay some bills. Tune. We'll be right back.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Getting engaged is like it's the first hill of the roller coaster. And you hear those clicking, the loud sound. It's really violent metal. Chunk, 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 and you go, what's going on here, you know? Boy, this thing's really, really goes high. And then you go over the top. The wedding is at the top. You go over the top of the wedding, and then you're just screaming.
Well, even if you make plans, you never think you're really ready for marriage.
No, it's like any growth. You can't be ready for it because it's growth. It's going to be new. It's going to be new. You're going to have a new life. You're going to be a new person.
Could make you wait forever, for forever. This is forever.
it's a question of my heart. You got it, it don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if that's a question of my love, you got it, baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. I've been making plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Baby, I've been making plans.
Oh, my stud deposit. I made it. Look, I'll admit it, albeit pathetic, that I'm in my late 20s, still never been to a wedding. Guess the idea of that lobby empty, do not sit with me well. It's not your fault they try to get me, cause I'ma need your sales, cause I'm selfish. And I need you to myself, trying to see you afloat, but don't want to see you sail, cause I failed. And see you about to cry, cause when I enter they city, they leave without they pride. I'm sorry, are you staring at my comments? Fearing it's gonna always be you sharing me with all them. Wrong. How dare I say ignore them? Preparing for that day I leave you here and switch you for them. It's hard, you know, temptation and all. Bitches out here trying to see if my relationship's strong. Get a place in the charts, so run away from your heart. Gave this music my all, nothing is sacred no more. I'm wrong. But I'm promising you better, though. Your friends saying let them go. And we ain't getting any younger. I can give them now, but I can promise you forever, though.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back to Curvy Chicks Rock Radio. Thank you for listening to that. That was Wale with Matrimony, one of my favorite songs. So we're going to go ahead and get back on the topic of what makes you love yourself, or what are the steps to loving yourself. So, Whitney, do you have any opinion on this?
I know one of the things that work for me that makes me extremely excited is my health. You know, every plus-size woman is not lazy. We don't sit around and eat bonbons and ho-hos all day and, you know, have low self-esteem. But one of the things that has really built me as a person is to tap into health. Health and fitness is very important. So I have a guest that just came into the studio. That's awesome. She's amazing. She's my personal trainer. Her business is called Fitness on Purpose. And her name is Tammy Peterson. When I tell you, she is absolutely a maniac in the gym. Like, she is beast. She's always in beast mode. And all of those things can sound so bad, but it's so good when she gets a hold to you. So without further ado, we're going to welcome Tammy Peterson into the studio right now. Tammy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great, especially to hear your voice. We got to have a session soon.
Very, very soon. Very soon.
Hey, Tammy, it's Bianca. It's good to meet you.
And likewise, Bianca, nice to meet you as well.
Well, Whitney just said you're a maniac in the gym, so I'm kind of scared of you. I'm not going to lie.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's all love. It's just love. It's just a little sweat.
Just a little sweat.
It is. Right. Well, it's amazing. You know, when you can look in the mirror and again see the beauty just coming through the mirror out at you, where you just shed pounds and, you know, do all these extremely great things with your body. It's amazing. So you find strength within and it starts coming out, and it's just awesome. Well, Tammy, the topic for tonight is the rewards of loving yourself. And again, you go so hard in the gym. How does loving yourself play a part in what you do as a fitness trainer?
Well, first of all, for me, it's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I do my morning mantras. I look in the mirror and I encourage myself. I tell myself I am beautiful. I am a child of God. I am wonderfully made. Today's going to be a good
day. Amen.
So that's every day, because if I can't love myself, who can? And I know
right.
God loves me first. So with that, I encourage myself to put one foot in front of the other. And from that, beginning that daily walk, and when I get in the gym, because a lot of people look at fitness trainers as these big, buff women or these skinny, skinny women. I'm a curvy chick, too. So
right.
I'm truly a curvy chick. I'm a toned curvy chick. I have hips. I have thighs. I have butt. So I look in the mirror. This is what I want to do, but I don't want to lose my curve. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to love myself to health while embracing my curve.
That sounds so amazing. I love that you say you have a mantra in the morning, because today I woke up and I was like, girl, you look good. So I know that's you know, beneficial to your journey, Tammy. I wanted to know, so I know people say that it's 80-20, 20% the gym, 80% eating. So what would be your advice to a person that is just trying to get on track and eat properly and go to the gym? What would be like a good piece of advice for them?
I tell people it's baby steps. It's just like, and Whitney can attest to this, it's baby steps. A lot of times people want to make this drastic change, and you want to go from 0 to 60 in 2.2 seconds. You can't.
Right.
You can't. In the reality of it, your body, you can't do that. A lot of people want to get on these fad diets, and it's truly 80% of what you put in your body. So I tell my clients, if you know that you have a weakness for honey buns, which I do have a client, because I also do online training as well. So if you have a client, I have a client that has a weakness for honey buns. She eats 2 honey buns a day. It's mental. Everything is mental. So what we did, we take 1 honey bun and cut it in half, still getting her 2 honey buns a day. So you take baby steps, because everything is a mindset. What the mind can achieve, the mind can believe. So when you know, just as you think it, it is. So if you see 2 honey buns, it's 2 honey buns. Regardless, it's 1 honey bun. So
right.
You have to,
I like it.
Basically, take baby steps, and it's truly 80-20, 80% of what you put in your body. But if you're brand new to this, you don't want to go immediately and snatch everything away, because the thing is, you will digress and you will binge. And to do the most healthy way, you don't want to go on fad diets. You're supposed to only lose a maximum of 2 pounds a week. So when you have these diets that say, oh, you lose 10 pounds a week, that's very unhealthy. That's why when you see people losing 10 to 15 pounds in 20 days, in 6 months, they gain 40 more pounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to keep the weight off you, doctors, you know, professionals, 2 pounds a week. That's normal. And it's baby steps. It's baby steps. If you've never done it before, take baby steps. If you like cakes and cookies 3 days a week,
I do.
Cut it.
That's my
cut
problem,
it down,
Sammy.
Just cut it down to 2 days a week. And then in 2 weeks, cut it down to 1 day a week. Baby steps.
Well, and you know what? You can do it. I am a firm believer that you can do it. I have done it. I am doing it. I mean, and what people don't understand is it takes time for your body to gain a lot of weight. So you got to have the same mentality it takes for you to gain that weight. You got to have that same mentality to lose that weight. You have to be balanced, and you have to just stick to it. So, yes, it's obtainable.
It's a balanced way of living. It is truly a balanced way of living. And what I do tell my clients is if your mental and your spiritual is off, you're not going to lose weight. So it's three cores, as Whitney stated earlier, mind, body, and spirit. When you have those three aligned, then you would automatically start seeing your progress and your healthy way of living.
But you know, Tammy, you said something at the top of our interview with you. You stated that you wake up in the morning and you look yourself in the mirror, you say your prayer, and then you start speaking the things into existence because it's already there. You're already great. You're already the best at what you do. You start speaking those things into existence. That is mind, body, and spirit.
Exactly.
And to me, once you have that, when you walk out into the world, when you wake up and do that and you walk out into the world, what people get from you is greatness. You know, they feel that confidence and that beauty. So,
I'm sorry. My clients, you are in control of your day. No one is in control of how your day will start. You can control your day and every aspect of your day, regardless of what comes your way, you are in control of it. So wake up being in control, go out throughout the day being in control, and come in being in control.
And that is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find your passion for fitness? Because I know before when we were talking, I know you said that you were size 22 at one point in your life, and you found your purpose in fitness. How did you find that? What made you?
I always had a love for fitness. I was in sports. I ran track in high school and college. That I had a lot of medical problems, and I gained a lot of weight. But literally for me, as every woman, I used to be that size, perfect size 7, had medical problems, gained a lot of weight, went to size 22, but I got into deep depression. And I literally woke up one morning, I actually had to go see a mental health counselor because I was in such a deep depression. And between counseling, mental health counseling, as well as spiritual counseling, they go hand in hand. And both of them basically said, you know, what did you love the most? And I said, I like to run. Fitness became my my coping mechanism. And I didn't start out doing it just for the love of losing weight. I started out, it was coping. Some people turn to drugs. Some people turn to food. I turn to fitness because that helped me cope with my problems, but they also use it as therapy. It was part of my therapy to cope with some of the issues that was going on in my life. And raising children that were athletes, and I was a former athlete, I was like, you know what? I can't do this. And my doctor basically told me my very life would depend on me losing weight. So I realized that I had to make a change in my life at that very moment.
Right. And see, that's what a lot of people don't understand, is that we have to take control over our bodies. There's so many diseases that's taking over at this point, and people are leaving this earth, but we have control. We have to take an account of what we're feeding our bodies. You know, you only get one life to live. So, Tammy, I do thank you. How can people find you? If people wanted to have a session with you, how can they find you?
They can email me at fitnessonpurpose15@gmail.com.
Can you say that again? We were getting a little bit of feedback.
They can find me, they can email me at fitnessonpurpose15@gmail.com. And then they can find me on Instagram at ttpeterson.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Tammy. You have been amazing as always, and we're definitely going to have you come back and do the Curvy Fit Tips of the Week because all of us as Curvy Fit Chicks, we need to have that inspiration. So we'll have you come back and do our curvy fit tips.
Okay.
And again, thank you for joining us this evening. I'll be seeing you soon. Right now, everybody stay tuned. We're going to go on a break. And when we come back, we'll have who's rocking their curves.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go.
I'm feeling myself.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks. My Maybach, Black Maddie. Bitch never left, but I'm back at it. And I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off. Cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Can you think about me when he whacks off? Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that nigga like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. Change the game when that digital drops. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Petite on feet. Pretty gang, always keep them niggas on beat. Riding through Texas, feed them for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nicki is tight. I said, yeah, nigga, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that pipe. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me brain like NYU. I said, teach me, nigga, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work, he's digging that work. I got it. 36 to that real, pack it full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby.
I'm feeling myself. Cooking up that bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna spice.
Thank you for tuning in with us, and welcome back to Curvy Chicks Rock. So we're going to go ahead and talk about who is rocking their curves. I mean, we just listened to Beyonce, so you know we have to talk about Formation. She went in. I love it. I love Beyonce. And Whitney, what do you think about
it? I am quiet. Listen, I love Beyonce's work ethic, but I think this song is speaking volumes. I love the pro-black. That's really, really needed at this point in time because Black Lives Matter. And I think that she's standing up for her to come out and perform it during the Super Bowl with 155,000 viewers. You know, she's making a great statement at one time to throw the video up. I think it was 2 days before the Super Bowl, was it?
Yes. Marketing genius.
You know, right. Did she just use her platform to kill the nation? I love it. She has a marketing genius on her side, you know, if it's not her brains entirely. You know, I am in love with it. But the song itself is spoke volumes, especially
yes.
her daughter sitting there with the afro, with the two little girls with the afro.
Yes.
Loved
with
it.
The afro,
loved
the baby
it.
Hair, and the hot sauce in her purse. I
yes.
love it. I am here for Beyonce and Formation. Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. But we need to get together. Even I love the fact that they were united on the stage, like during the Super Bowl. That's a part of the part of Formation that everybody's not talking about. But you know, that's neither here nor there. Everybody's
mad,
but
unity.
We are talking about unity. You know, everybody has their thought about
you know, she dressed up. Okay, so she dressed up. Her dancers were dressed up in homage, paying homage to the Black Panthers.
That's right. 50 years. 50 years. They had their 50th year anniversary. So she paid homage to the African-American Black Panthers. She is amazing. I must say that myself. Her work ethic is amazing. It was one thing that I saw in the video that was awesome to me. It's when the young boy was dancing, and in the background it said, "Stop shooting us."
Mm-hmm. Please stop shooting us.
Please listen. Our African American men are some of the most powerful beings here on this earth, and they are needed. They are needed. Our sons matter. Our husbands matter. Our men matter. So, you know, again, Black Lives Matter. I'm so excited about this movement. But I also see that it came with a bunch of controversy. What do you think about that?
I think that you're always going to have haters. And mm-hmm. Beyonce is probably one of the largest grossing artists, one of the largest grossing artists at this time. She has such an influence mm-hmm. on so many people, not even just the United States, outside of the country. I mean, everybody knows Beyonce. So for her to come through with a message and just say, like, look, just listen to us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like that if there's anything negative to say about it, you got to be a hater. So drink your haterade and step to the side, because the Beehive is coming through. Because I saw some videos online today, and the Beehive is not playing with these people.
No.
After them, so you better stop talking about Beyonce. I think, Whitney, I think you should just join the Beehive. I'm a part of it. So I'm Team Beyonce. You might as well just jump on and
Listen, I love Beyonce's work ethic. Now, am I a fan of her work ethic? Yes, ma'am. Am I a fan of all of her songs? No, ma'am. I think she's the hardest working woman in show business, because when this woman put on a show, I don't care where the show is, she comes through.
Right.
So I admire that about her. She's a hard-working woman. Everything she has, she worked hard for. So, you know, if you're hating, I mean, I just really honestly think there's no room for negativity. People are
right,
going to do
right,
what
right.
people do. It's so easy to sit back and talk about something, but talk about how hard she worked. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the positives. What she just did was use her platform to bless the nation with the pro-Black, our Black Lives Matter. Our lives matter. I think it's amazing. And that had to take a lot of courage. And to me, going back to our topic for today, it shows confidence, because you had to have hella confidence to turn around and go in and, you know, just go ham with the whole Black Lives Matter and go into unison and, you know, stop shooting us. So I love it.
Right.
I love it.
You know, I'm always going to agree.
You know, I'm on the Beehive, certain degree, you know. She got me.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration. She got me to a certain degree.
Okay, I'm okay with
me.
You talked about the show. So you said she mm-hmm. does put on a show. And like I said, I can appreciate that Beyonce puts on a show. But baby girl. Why did you have to drop the ticket the day or two after? Like, can I get my coins together? Can I plan my life accordingly?
Let me say this. I'm not that fan that is going crazy because being out of the world tour. I'm not that fan. But listen, you're going to get a show, and it's worth it. I mean, what I see online, and notice that I'm looking online, the video.
It's okay. You're new to the Beehive. You're new to the Beehive. It's okay.
So from what I can see online, the girl is bad. I had a couple friends and cousins who've been to concerts. again, they wig out at the sight of Beyonce. When a CD drop in, they wig out. So I know she's a great performer, but I just wouldn't, you know, personally, I'm not the fan that's going to go pay $500 for a ticket to go see B. I love her, though.
I mean, $500 is like the good price, honestly. That's a
discounted price. Really? Oh my God!
Beyonce, she showed out. She showed out. I mean, I think one of the tickets to be like super VIP or something like that is like almost $2,000.
Oh my! So again, you have to be that fan to do that. So without further ado, you know, I won't waste Beyonce's time because I'm not going to, you know, let her waste mine. You know, let's go on a little break. We're going to take a 60-second break, commercial break. We're going to pay some bills. Again, everybody stay tuned because when we come back, we're going to give our curvy chick up the week. And this lady is bad with a capital B, a A, and a D. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Today I'm going to fight hunger. Today I don't want to be hungry. We just have to buy food. My family gets the food we need. It made my parents feel good. It makes my parents happy. I'm so glad we can help. I'm so glad someone helped.
Hunger lives closer than you think. Today, you can make a difference. Look for the Fight Hunger logo on select items at Walmart. With each item you purchase, you can help secure a meal for someone through Feeding America Food Bank. Learn more about how you can join the fight at walmart.com/fighthunger.
So welcome back to Curvy Girls, Curvy Chicks Rock Radio, guys. Curvy Chicks Rock Radio. We are back on the air, and we're going to go ahead and talk about our Curvy Chick of the Week. Our Curvy Chick of the Week is, like she said, bad. She is killing it for the last week. So who have we nominated, Whitney? Who's the nominee?
The nominee for tonight, winner and best actress in the game yes, is Queen Latifah. She just won the SAG Awards for best actress in the film on HBO, Bessie. Bessie was an amazing movie. If you have not seen it, go to HBO and please watch this movie because when I tell you, it's amazing how there's so many African-American musicians, actors, actresses that we just don't know anything about. And Bessie was awesome. She was one of the best blues singers to ever be established in the music industry. So watch Bessie. Queen Latifah did her thing in that movie. You hear me? Like, if she could be Bessie, she would have been Bessie, honey. She was Bessie reincarnated.
Yes.
Because she played that role.
And she won at the NAACP Awards. I can't even talk today. I'm so excited to hear about Queen Latifah, girl.
Yes,
but
yes.
She won again at the NAACP Awards for the same show, for the same movie. And I want to talk about how good she looked.
I mean,
slay, come through and slay, queen. I mean, all hell's a queen at this point. We got Queen B, and then now we got Queen.
Yes, we do. Queen Latifah.
It's all about the queens, and we are all queens with our crowns. So
Queen Latifah came
through. Well, in the Golden Globe, she wore a beautiful blue, baby blue ensemble. She was gorgeous in that. And then she came to the Golden Globe that was awesome. Then she came to the NAACP Awards looking stunning as well. The SAG Awards killed them in a black number. I mean, she just did her thing.
These last couple weeks,
I mean, she came through. She really did. I cannot lie.
As a matter of fact, because Bianca, you do have a blog called A Girl with Style. So let's jump into it. Who is her stylist? Let's talk about him.
Well, her stylist is Timothy Snell, and he's put her together. I mean, she was just glistening at the SAG Awards. She looked great. And she actually wore a designer that Beyonce has worn before, who's Michael Costello. I don't know if you remember you remember the dress?
Uh-oh.
He knows how to put a good dress together for a curvy.
Well, girl, hopefully he put one of. Yes, hopefully he put us together one day, honey. Beyonce was snatched.
Look, baby, you cannot tell me nothing. Don't tell me anything. I will suck this tummy in and put on a good old gown for you.
Okay,
I will come through on you. Which send me a dress if you want to. You ain't going to be able to tell me nothing. I might wear it.
I know that's right. Yes. But you know, another thing that, something else that Queen Latifah won, the same night that she won the SAG Award, she got two awards. The second one was for her role in Chicago, the show Chicago. And again, the girl is throwing a pot in the acting field, in the acting industry. She's awesome. She's simply amazing. Her skin is beautiful. Her hair is always beautiful. Queen Latifah has taken a great turn with her physique. Like, she just, the things that were bothering her, which, you know, her breasts were super large at one point. She went and she got a breast reduction. She lost a lot of weight. She's just healthy. She's beautiful. She is beautiful. And she is rocking.
She looks amazing.
Yes, she does.
She definitely deserves the award for this week for our Curvy Chick of the Week. And she, I mean, hands down, she has won this week. And I, you know, I was too excited about it. Got me mumbling my words and everything.
Well, girl, pick your tongue up because we got a little bit more. We got a few more minutes to go. But without further ado, we're going to step out for a second and take a break. You guys, please stay tuned. We're having a great time. We're on break.
Baby, you got a body like a man.
I know me, no disrespect, but
I'm just trying to drive it once again. Baby, you
I just
got
wanna be provided
a
by the flyers.
Shawty,
can I be your tanker? Start off with that, what you drinking? Pardon if I'm road raging, but I know you heard my driver's crazy. Let me pace that with some patience. Let me do it till I feel like void. You're like a Maybach, thinking damn, they don't even make them like you no more. It's like a high beam gleaming through your eyes. I adore you up, baby, suicide. A little wordplay, I'm hoping that'll make you smile. At least until I'm out of line like a DUI. Girl, you remind me of my D. Can I see what's up with that D wagon? Can I take you off of these streets? To the side of me, and I'm trying to see your hazards. Trying to be with the baddest, won't be the fastest. Gotta make it last, I hope you're comfortable. I need to get to you, you're like a sticking suit. A little work, then it's curtains when I'm skirting through. Came through in the group, trying to leave in the coop. I mean, I got for you, but I believe in you. Trying to chase the cat, no, I'm killing the dog. You ain't feeling me, no.
You remind me of my Jeep.
I wanna ride
you
something like my car.
Wow.
I got the keys to them, but need the keys to you. past to us. And I wasn't prepared to love. I know I sound crazy, but your mind scared me. I'm just here cause your character good.
Truth be told,
a good nigga is rare to her.
Truth be told,
you heard it all, but here it is love. One night, but dude, I'll be the reason you cool, so let me know I'm a clear enough.
Yeah, what's up?
Way out, way out, that's the way I think.
Yeah.
Shawty straight like a concept and they on street.
Fine.
In the morning, I slide over, she needs a ride. I'm like, child, let's give it AMG. Sliding down, for sipping dick in the street.
West.
Top down, let me keep the seat.
Back.
I'm digging your fleet. I'm checking your gear, cause tell you had a good year, spend a grip on your feet. She like, when I drive it, I like it in park. Pull that thing over you like lead a soul. I got her floating like riding on stars. So I keep it GPS, see where this going.
Yeah.
Nothing will stop it, I slide in no pride. Chop it, my swipe in your pot. Sex is a weapon, my snake in her garden. So no one, I'm not here to fight for rhythm.
Welcome back. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the Curvy Chicks That Rock with me and Whitney on the line. So, unfortunately, we are coming to a close, and I'm so sad. But this was an awesome first show, so I want to thank you guys for definitely tuning in with us. But we can't leave without Whitney, what do you have going on this weekend? We have to talk about what's going on this weekend real quick.
Okay, Curvy Chicks Rock isn't just a radio show. We are actually a modeling agency as well, and we're going to be doing a model call. So we're preparing for the model call that's going to take place in March. So anybody with ears open right now, if you want to rock your curves on the stage and show your inner beauty and exude through your outer beauty, listen. Stay tuned because we're going to drop some information along the way that's going to pave the way to this great fashion show.
Awesome, 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 awesome. Well, this
what
weekend,
do you have coming up, Bianca?
I know. I have such a busy weekend this weekend. I have a photo shoot for an indie fest that's coming up in Tallahassee. It's called the Ace Indie Fest. It's going to be really, really, really cool, really, really dope, really cool fashion. So agirlwithstyle.com is where you guys can find me because my blog will be dropping on this weekend. Yes, it's going to be about 70s style because as we go into the spring, that's the trend that's coming out. We're going to be back in the 70s. So girls, get your suede, get your bell bottoms, and gear up for the spring. So agirlwithstyle.com definitely is going to have a lot of action this weekend.
I'm going to love it.
Yes.
I'm going to love that. I want to personally thank our guest today, Tammy Peterson, for coming through. Again, she's such a great and amazing woman. Again, she has fitness on purpose. So if you want to be fit with a purpose, you need to get in contact with Tammy. We'll have all of her information at the end of this segment for you guys to get in contact with her. You can find me, Whitney, on Facebook at Whitney Henry. You can find Curvy Chicks Rock on Curvy Chicks Rock Inc. page on Facebook. On Instagram, you can find me at Curvy Chicks Rock Inc. as well. And just stay tuned, guys, because next week when we come up, I'm going to give the ladies all of the tea from a male perspective. We're going to get into the heart of a man. Bianca, is that something that you can use?
I mean, I have so many. You don't understand how many questions I have for these men. We're going to have a single man, a married man, and
engaged man, because somebody got to find.
Man.
Yes,
right.
An engaged man, honey, because somebody got to have had to find their love. They found their love.
So they're coming from out of the world of singleness and just running rampant to finding that woman that they want to spend the rest of their life with. But the most important thing is us getting clarity about what a man wants.
Yeah, and so, I got some questions, and they need answers.
So you guys stay tuned for next week's episode. We can't wait to meet you back here on Curvy Chicks Rock Radio on the Never Had It So Good radio state entertainment station. We will be here every Friday at 9 p.m. So, again, stay tuned. We love you guys.
Good night.
We love the way you rock.
You see me happy work. You see me do me dirt. There's something about that work. When you walk a line. I'm in the cafe, my ta. Drive me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are direction. You took my heart, all my keys, and my vision. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work. You see me happy work. You see me do me dirt. There's something about that work. Na-na-na-na-na. When you walk out, na-na-na-na-na. Before the table turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this through. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I say, why? It's in me, I say, why? You see me doing my da. Something about that, why? When you walk out, la. I'm in the cash for my ta.
Yeah, okay. Get done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me off, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and get me out of work.
It's in me, I've been work. You see me do my da. Something about that why. When you walk out, la. I'm in the cash for my ta.